This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains is on the air for a Friday. Hi, friends. Don't you love this feeling of spring in the air? You know, a few hassles can get thrown your way, and it just doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter. That's the ding, ding, ding. Means Todd agrees. He's saying, I am a winner. I am a winner. I am a winner. Yeah, exactly right. So, gosh, it just helps everything. It really does. You know, hassles, little wrinkles, chinks in the armor come along, but if it's nice outside, it's just easier to handle. The Attorney General of the United States is a guy by the name of Jeff Sessions. We had a chance to visit with him earlier today. You're going to hear that interview today on the program. But he is announcing something, we don't know exactly what, at the federal courthouse in Fargo today. That press conference was scheduled to start 2 minutes ago. It hasn't started yet. As soon as it does, we'll go there live. And Chris Berg from Point of View, rather, is there. Airs at 6:30 on KX4 and airs at 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. He has. I'm not sure we'll get any questions. They've said no questions at this, but he was going to try and give that a chance if he can. So we'll pick up that feed and let you know what he says here coming up in a couple of minutes. Then we're going to open up the telephone lines and find out what's on your mind today at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Hope you put that in your speed dial at 800-228-0550. You can call us locally at 258-0550, 258-0550, like in 550. And then, of course, you can text Todd or me at 367-2054 for yours truly, or 226-8503 for the guy with the ding-a-ling. Isn't that what you were just making noise on with the earlier? Wasn't it the ding-a-ling? What do you call it, Todd?
Was that a Chuck Berry song or something?
It's a bell. Pardon me? There you go. Exactly right. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's Todd. You can text him and go for it right there. So, very nice. How are you, Todd? Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. Finally spring. And, oh, good weekend coming up, especially Sunday. Oh, my gosh.
It's looking really nice, isn't it? I no longer fear the forecast. It's kind of fun when
exactly.
We can get beyond fearing the forecast and the 8th and 9th and 10th and 11th winter. So that's a really nice thing. And our fine producer, Kevin Flynn, how are you doing today?
Good morning, sir. I'm great.
Everything good? You got some fun Frank Sinatra music picked out for today?
I do, actually.
Yeah. Manny likes the stuff that kind of puts him to sleep. Don't you, Manny? Isn't it? Don't you like the serenade, the ballad of Frank Sinatra for Frank Friday?
Probably prefer not to have the stuff to put you to sleep, but...
Okay. I was joking.
The stuff that's in the system.
We want some pep today on the program. And before the Attorney General takes to the podium... Manny, any advice for the callers when they call today? First-time callers, tell Manny you're a first-time caller. You go to the front of the line. We'll give away not one, but two MyPillows today on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Free MyPillows by calling the program, but you need to be a first-time caller. We're bringing new callers into the family, and tell Manny that when you call, and then we'll get it for you. But any advice for the callers? What do you want to know from them when they call?
Just their first name, the city that they're calling from, and just a brief, very, very brief description of the topic they want to discuss.
So I'm calling, you answer the phone, you say hello, I say, hi, Manny, my name is Scott, and I'm from Pizek. And I'd like to tell you how much that Scott Hannon makes me crazy when he says nice things about Donald Trump, because... Donald Trump is, he's an orange-headed, mean, you know, you don't want to know all that is what you're saying? You'd want just me to say what?
Well, in that particular case, I would just say, you know, you just want to talk about President Trump, then by all means just say, I want to talk about President Trump. And if there's something very specific, then just let me know one or two words that that's what you want to talk about in regards to Trump, and
okay,
be good to
go. Yeah, and all we're looking for, really, basically, is the reason we want to even know what you want to talk about is just so we make sure we sort of group together folks that are talking about what we're talking about. If you call us something completely different, we're going to get to you, but if there's three people that are calling to talk about Jeff Sessions in Fargo today, then we're going to finish those, then we'll get to you. That's the only reason we even ask what you want to talk about. But the point is, tell us on the air what it is you're calling about, what's on your mind. Manny just needs a quick little snippet so he can go to those next calls. That's our little caller clinic. We offer that at least monthly. We try and do that for you. A little service we provide on what's on your mind. Kevin, you said some heads are starting to turn, as in...
I'm just monitoring the press conference here, but yeah, they're starting to rumble. I think he's getting ready to take the podium here. We'll let you know when he does. I got to tell you, though, that MyPillow, I got one just because of your deal. Awesome. That is an awesome pillow. Really is.
Better health comes from one thing, better sleep. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. So they're not only a, you know, just a nice pillow to have in the sense that, you know, you're not flipping pillows and you know, trying to find one that isn't super hot or whatever, that you know, all the things about pillows that make us a little crazy. It's make sure you get into that quality sleep, that REM sleep that is so important to what you're doing. So thank you for that.
It's not squishy. It, like, it holds your head up. It doesn't let, you don't, head doesn't drop with it. It was amazing.
That's the genius of Mike Lindell and what he's invented there. Yeah, because it has that patented fill, that interlocking fill, and it adjusts to you. So, all right. So let's go now live to the press conference of the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, live at the federal courthouse downtown Fargo.
There's people wandering in. I'll tell you, they came in. It looked like they were official. They just sat down in front of the podium, so we got to keep it here for just
a minute. We're close, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting ready.
Yeah, there looks to be quite an entourage there with him, but you sort of expect.
You didn't make a 9 o'clock start, and a 9 o'clock start, did you?
What's funny, they sent in the press release 9:05. I even noticed in the forum story today this morning, it said press conference at 9:05. I've never seen that before. Usually, obviously, a press conference at 9, 9:30, 10, whatever, not an odd time like that. So they aren't as late as you would maybe think they would be here. You know.
Well, it's because already 8 minutes.
It was scheduled to start at 5 after. I realize that, but it's not 13 minutes. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to make the guy look a little bit better. That's all.
Oh.
Yeah. We did visit with him earlier today, and we're going to play part of that conversation. And I ended up with a little bit of a sort of awkward, heated exchange with him that I didn't mean to be awkward or heated. But, I asked him about treatment, because recently we've talked to law enforcement officials, the top law enforcement officials in the state, who say, you know, as law enforcement guys, they aren't even asking for more cops on the ground. They're asking for more treatment centers. So these people that obviously need help, there are treatment and addiction centers to deal with mental health issues for these individuals. And so I asked him, do we need that? And he said, it's important, but that's not, you know, he kind of dismissed it a little bit and talked about other things. So then I said, well, it sounds like you're dismissing it. I just wanted to share then what these folks were saying. And it was basically they weren't saying that treatment is the only thing. They were saying better treatment is what was needed. And then it calmed down a little bit. He didn't yell at me anymore after that.
He got a little snippy.
Yeah, he did a little. Yeah, he did. And I wasn't honestly trying to argue. I was just trying to explain what these guys were saying.
No, you weren't at all.
But we'll play that for you a little bit as well. We were given some guidelines related to the interview, so we were not able to ask about, you know, why did you recuse yourself on Russia? Is there going to be a second special prosecutor? Is President Trump's criticism of you, as many in our audience feel, as warranted and that they agree with? Give us your perspective. Why is the president wrong in being enormously frustrated, and our audience enormously frustrated, that more is not being done on things we see as just obvious of a, you know, Chad McCabe and Sturrock and these texts back and forth and all of the ick that the inspector general has come up with is, pretty amazing. So let's go to the attorney general now.
Today is a very special day.
It's actually Chris Myers. Chris Myers, the U.S. attorney, speaking right now.
As we have the honor and privilege to welcome a very special guest. Jeff Sessions has been an assistant United States attorney. He's been a U.S. attorney for 12 years under the Reagan administration. He's been the attorney general of Alabama, He's been a United States Senator for 20 years, serving on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And now he's the 84th Attorney General of the United States, and he's here in Fargo. That's pretty cool. So, so without further ado, it is our distinct honor and privilege to welcome Mr. Jeff Sessions.
We are doing our best for some serious. We are doing our best for some serious suspense here. As a matter of fact, because we obviously have to go to break right now, but we'll pick up the comments where you left off just as soon as we come back. Did you plan that, Todd, to leave people in suspense with the comments from the Attorney General? Yeah. Okay. Hang tight. More after this. Don't go away.
Love that cliffhanger thing, right?
Do you really? Yeah. Exactly right. The Attorney General Jeff Sessions. When we continue live in Fargo. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, let me see what
spring. He did bring a message from President Donald Trump to North Dakotans, which was nice, and now he's getting into the meat of his announcement today. Jeff Sessions, live from the Federal Building, Fargo, Attorney General of the U.S., back to it live on What's on Your Mind.
It's essential. Attorney General Stengem, great to see you. This is you. No. All right, great, Attorney General. Thank you for being with us. This is such an important effort, and thank you for your leadership. I enjoyed my 2 years as Attorney General, but it was a bigger hassle Chris, than being United States Attorney. I got to tell you, some politics gets into that. Chief Todd, Chief Ettinger, Chief Jason Ziegler, Chief David Ebinger, Chief Heath Yonke, Deputy Director Lonnie Grabowska of the North Dakota Bureau of Investigation, and Sheriff Chad Kaiser. I know you're here, and it's an honor to be with you. And Chris says each one of you played critical roles in the formation from the, virtually the beginning of this investigation that's led to be an international success story. I want to thank everyone who participated in the briefing earlier. That helped me not only to understand what you've done, but what we can do in other districts around the country. There can be no doubt that this is the deadliest drug crisis in the history of this country. Approximately 64,000 Americans lost their lives to drug overdoses in 2016. 64,000. That's the highest drug death toll and the fastest increase in a death toll in American history. We went from 52,000 to 64,000, 15 to 16. That tells you the growth we're facing. We may be 67 or so in 17. The numbers are not in yet, so it's edging up still. That's more deaths than the population of Grand Forks dead in 1 year from drug overdoses. Preliminary data shows that 17 will be another increase. And drug overdose doses amount to the largest cause of death among Americans age 50 and below. Can you imagine that? Healthy age group, the largest cause of death is drug overdose. And that's why the president has declared a national health emergency. If this were some sort of communicable disease, people would perhaps be talking about it even more. The epidemic is being driven primarily by opioids, prescription painkillers, heroin. However, the number one killing opioid is fentanyl. It's a synthetic opioid. It's killed alone, fentanyl, 20,000 Americans in 2016. You had quite a number of deaths here. We see it really dramatically more in the east than the west. You still have a very bad, bad methamphetamine problem, but you are taking aggressive action here to not let fentanyl get a foothold. And that's exactly the kind of approach I'd like to see around the country. Most fentanyl, of course, does not come from here. The vast majority is manufactured in China and then shipped here either through the mail or across a Wild West to open border. And it needs to be ended. The illegality of the border needs to be ended for a whole lot of reasons. So in today, as a result of the work here, we are announcing what I believe to be a significant enforcement action to stop this flow of fentanyl out of China. This flow is resulting in too many deaths. Deaths right here in North Dakota, all over our country. And the danger also is growing and threatening our tribal areas here as I travel around the country, and that cannot be forgotten. North Dakota has taken important steps at the state level, including the first year-round statewide prescription drug disposal take-back program in 2009. And Attorney General, I think that's a very important project. Since then, 10 tons of unused medications have been collected and destroyed as a result. Tomorrow, DEA, Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration, will hold its semi-annual National Drug Take-Back Day, which is an opportunity for people to dispose of unwanted prescription drugs with no questions asked. The last two of these take-back days took in a combined total of 900 tons of drugs off our streets. I have no doubt that that saved lives and kept these drugs from getting in the wrong hands. The stakes are high. We are not just talking about numbers. We're talking about people you know and people I know all over the country, moms, dads, daughters, spouses, friends, neighbors. But we cannot and we will not accept the status quo. Business as usual is not acceptable. Ending the drug crisis in America is a top priority for President Trump and this administration and this Department of Justice, and I know for you. And we at the Department of Justice are going to be relentless in this fight, and we're going to fight this epidemic every step of the way. In October, the president declared the opioid epidemic to be a national public health emergency, and indeed it is. Earlier this week, he extended that declaration. $6 billion has been appropriated out of Congress. That was really a very large sum of money to be appropriated for 2018 to focus on the drug epidemic that we're facing. And I hope that we can continue it. I had a fun last two days before the Senate and the House committees. Really, you know, there's no root canal. It might be preferable to that. But actually, it was pretty good. And actually, the greatest support across both parties in House and Senate was to deal with the opioid crisis. I feel like there is support out there, and that's arising from the American people, too, and Congress feels it. So President Trump wants to improve our prevention efforts. That's a big part of what we have to do. We have to prevent people from starting down this path. He wants to launch a national awareness campaign about the dangers of opioid abuse. Kellyanne Conway, who's really a sophisticated messaging person, studied that and worked in that area for years, is so excited about it. She is personally committed to it and providing great leadership. The president has set an ambitious goal, get this, to reduce opioid prescriptions in America by one-third in years. I think we can do that. I believe it's important that we can do that. We are prescribing too many of these opioids, and it is starting people on an addictive pattern, and they do shift to heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, and fentanyl. And that is a problem that we can fix, and we are going to.
All right, Jeff Sessions continues his comments before a group of folks in Fargo. The Attorney General will get the remainder of those and get your comments on it when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have affordable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I was 17. It was a very good year.
And he picked it again, didn't he? Yeah, I know he did. 28 before the top of the hour. Back on What's on Your Mind, Friday edition of the program. Live coverage of a press release announcing some news related to work that started with the U.S. Attorney's Office in North Dakota and is now being broadened to be a tool they'll use nationally and internationally to get the bad guys. They're announcing enforcement action that goes to these sources wherever they are globally. More of that now from the Attorney General. This press conference that continues in Grand Forks at the Federal Building, Jeff Sessions.
Of our closest allies to discuss these kind of matters, and we appreciate Canada's help. Dozens more law officers across the United States and Canada have played a role. United States Attorney Myers, I know you've been in the trenches on this case from day one. Congratulations for your leadership. Importantly, I'm announcing today that the Secretary Mnuchin of the Treasury Department has sanctioned Zhang Zhang, the alleged leader of the conspiracy in China, as a significant foreign narcotics trafficker under the Kingpin Act. Treasury has also issued sanctions on four other Chinese nationals who allegedly facilitated the sale of fentanyl and benefited financially. Treasury has also sanctioned the Chinese biotechnology company owned by Zhang Zhang, and now any assets in which they have an interest, these companies have an interest, either in the United States or in the possession of an American, must be blocked and reported to the U.S. Treasury Department. This is the first time the Treasury Department has designated an alleged fentanyl trafficker for sanctions. And we're going to do more of that, I'm confident. So I appreciate that the Chinese government has provided assistance to our law officers in this case. We strive for a high level of cooperation. I hope that that cooperation will grow. It's important that it grow and be improved in the future. The fact is we've got to have more help. And as trading partners, we have a right to expect it. One important way that China can continue to help is by scheduling all these fentanyl analogs so that they are covered by the law. President Trump visited China in November and spoke with President Xi about fentanyl. I spoke with the Chinese Minister of Public Security last year. Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein met with Chinese leaders in China about fentanyl scheduling in September. In February, China took new steps to restrict fentanyl precursors, the chemicals that combine to make this fentanyl, that had been previously legal in China. I believe that's good for the people of China, and for the people of the United States. But as with everything, there's room for improvement, such as mutual lateral assistance treaties, our MLAT treaty processes, as it relates to bank records and other evidence. These are important to our investigative efforts. We need greater cooperation on this, and I look forward to continuing to work with China on these issues and other matters. Today's announcement builds on the historic new efforts we've been making over the last year. We're taking drugs off the streets, and that saved lives. But we have to acknowledge that we still have a lot to do. Our mission is difficult, but together we can break the vicious cycle of drug abuse, addiction, and overdose deaths that have devastated countless American families. We can make a difference. And I also want to close by reiterating my deep appreciation and profound thanks to all the men and women of law enforcement, our federal people. And I want to particularly now say how much I appreciate the integrity and professionalism and the hard work of our federal people. But our state, local, and tribal investigators, their families, for sacrificing so much and putting your lives and for you putting your lives on the line every day so that the rest of us may enjoy safety and security. The work you do is essential. The Department of Justice believes it. President Trump believes it. And you can be certain about this. We have your back. You have our thanks. Thank you all. It's great to be here. God bless you in your work and keep up the great work you're doing. Thank you so much.
All right, that is ending now as we speak at the federal courthouse. Doesn't look like he's taking any questions. He went immediately to the front row, started shaking hands, everybody else up on their feet, and obviously joining in the applause of the Attorney General. He didn't, you know, come out like you usually do and say, we're doing A, B, and C. He was weaving a story. Best I can get out of what he's saying, and I do think there's some significant news here, in that this case was a major breakthrough on where the fentanyl was coming from. Remember that the U.S. Attorney's Office in North Dakota was a part of it. That was a big breakthrough. Now they've unsealed that to give us more details of that case, and we find out that an individual that owned a business in China was behind that. And what he announced today is to go after that business, okay? And the Chinese government is helping with that. So that's the news, if you will, in what happened, in addition to things that an attorney general should do. He should come say, good job, people. You helped us crack a case. He should say, hey, American public, we're as upset about opioids as you are. We want to do something about it. We're stepping up enforcement action. We're doing more. We're doing more resources. I think you'd probably have to have a legal mind here to tell you the significance, the potential outcome of what this means. But I just as a not a legal mind, but, someone that has covered a lot of press conferences in my day, I would say the nugget out of this is probably China's cooperation. Because if China is indeed cooperating and we are now able to go after a business to the extent they're doing that other places, that will have a ripple effect in those countries. It used to be you throw your hands up, right? And you can do what you can do about what's happening in the 50 states of the United States of America. And you can investigate, but you get very little cooperation from anything other than allies in other places. So I think that's certainly some good news out of this. I'd welcome your take on it. I'd welcome your thoughts on the press conference, on the announcement today. And as I mentioned, we do have an exclusive interview. The Attorney General was gracious enough to join us in a phone interview earlier this morning as part of his visit. He didn't do any other media interviews, so we appreciate the fact that he decided to chat with Steve Hallstrom and I, and we're able to share that with you on What's on Your Mind. Sheila in Bismarck had a comment on this at 258-0550. Sheila, what is on your mind?
Hi, Scott. What hit me was when Jeff said, Sessions said that there was 900 tons of drugs that were disposed of. That doesn't even take into consideration the amount of drugs that are actually prescribed and consumed. So if that is not concrete evidence that our country is way over-prescribed, I mean, if 900 tons of drugs can be disposed of that aren't even being consumed but were prescribed and paid for by people, and it's like, oh, we are way over-prescribing drugs in this country if that much can actually be destroyed. That's just my comment. I just
Sheila, how do you know they're there? But I heard the number you're talking about that had been destroyed. But if we go back to the China situation, how do we know they're being manufactured here?
I guess I don't know. I'm just thinking, if that much prescription is being prescribed, you know, where we can actually destroy 900 tons of drugs.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. I thought you were talking about some. You're talking about the prescription drugs and this take-back program that he announced, which, by the way, is tomorrow, National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Let me see if I can find the stats here. I'm not sure if this is North Dakota or nationwide, but it says here more than...
Hopefully it's nationwide because, you know, we 900 tons.
Yeah, and the... And the they're using more than 11 tons as the North Dakota example. 22,612 pounds of unused prescription drugs and over-the-counter medications that have been collected and destroyed. So it's a good point on your part. If they're unused, why were they prescribed to the level they were? You know, one question I wanted to ask the Attorney General that I didn't get to this morning is, you know, do we have some culpability, for instance, in the medical community? I mean, I happen to think the federal government is part of the reason the medical community overprescribes pain medication, because the federal government has this pain tolerance 1 to 10 thing, and they do pain audits. So they come in and audit healthcare delivery services. And if it's, you know, Sheila's home healthcare and Sheila's patients are at 6 on average in pain, and the national average is in 3, they're going to say, you're not prescribing enough pain medication. You need to do more. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. So they own some of that. They own some of that. That's part of the reason that we got to where we are.
Absolutely. And these pain levels, you know, one person's pain could be a 3, where the next person could have exactly the same pain, and they would say a 7.
Yeah, so I don't know if...
People are different.
Yeah, back to your original point. I don't know if it's right to say we're manufacturing too much. I think we're prescribing too much.
Oh, exactly. That was my point, Scott. We're prescribing way too much medication if this much can be destroyed without
maybe
being consumed.
Maybe you said that, but I appreciate your sentiment, Sheila, because I think, you know, that's the deal. The interesting thing, and you'll hear the answer to the question in a little bit, that I think is amazing, is that so many times you have a problem like this, and what do you think? We need more cops. We need more cops. If we had more cops, more investigators, we'd fix the problem. And a lot of times I'd agree if that is, you know, the case of trying to crack a case. But in this case, you have top cops saying we need more treatment. We need more recognition of mental health. And they're saying because we've overprescribed for, well, they aren't saying this, but I think you and I can. They've overprescribed so long, people have become addicted to this, then they become a problem for law enforcement, then they go into treatment, and the treatment stinks. It's a cookie-cutter 30-day deal where when your brain says you want more of these drugs, you're just going to do everything to get it. It isn't like a 30-day treatment can get it. So there's a lot of problems to fix, but you've gone back to the root cause, and they're going to, in a great way. Appreciate your comments.
You're great. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. And welcome others.
I'm a first-time caller, too, by the way.
You're a first-time caller. Do you know what that means, Sheila?
Yes, I do. I almost forgot to say something.
You get a MyPillow. Exactly right. So hang on a second, Sheila.
Okay.
We're
going to
get your last name and your contact information, and then we have MyPillow stock in Bismarck and Fargo. So we'll decide where you want to pick it up. You're in Bismarck. You probably want it there. Joe is next on deck, and more of your calls on these and other topics. Stay tuned, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm a Annalise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Let's talk about endless pools. Wrap your mind around that, an endless pool. They have them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here to tell us about an event you have going on. An extra $1,000 off the already low price. And, of course, our ACE promo code gets you $2,000 off. So some big savings through the end of the month.
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of Endless Pools. That's the brand that started the stay-in-place aquatic fitness. And now through April 30th, we have our rebate event going on where you get a $1,000 instant rebate off the endless pool.
And this is a fitness system. And if you want, a hot tub with it as well.
That's right. It's the dual temp where you can have a hot tub on the other end of it. So the water in the hot tub is different temperature than in the endless pool. Do not buy a swim spa without trying them out first. There's a huge difference.
Come on in. Try before you buy. Check them out. Of course, the hot tubs, the saunas, the endless pools, the patio furniture, the game tables, they've got it all. Use the promo code ACE and save up to $2,000. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
It's Frank Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We play a little Frank Sinatra and a few other Franks.
I wanna go play
in a way of motivating you to be frank with your comments on the program. We just want to, you know, cut to the chase, get to as many as you as possible. Whatever you have on your mind, just lay it on us on a Frank Friday, okay? Simple as that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We have a little breaking news. Todd, can you go with the ding, 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 just so people pay a little more attention? This is this is my version of a breaking news sounder right here.
Oh, wow. We spare no expense here.
Exactly. Here we go. In a 253-page report released today, the House Intelligence Committee has completed its investigation of Russian interference in the 2000 presidential election. And a year-long investigation. Quite a lot of acrimony over the last years talking about this, as you recall. And guess what? No evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Now I'm going to issue my report, and it will not be 253 pages. It'll be a third of the page. We told you so. How many times? Oh, my gosh. There you go, folks. There you go. I wonder how many taxpayer dollars it took to come up with the answer there that we told you was going to be.
I could do it in one word. Duh.
No kidding. The Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, in Fargo today made a big announcement related to tackling fentanyl and how it gets here. And in this case, we know from a case that was investigated here, I believe emanated from a stop here, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to talk to Chris Myers, the U.S. attorney, for more details on this on Monday. But the big news is they've unmasked the indictments in this. They now are announcing they're going after a individual and a company in China, and the Chinese government is cooperating in that to stop the flow. This is enforcement action to say, let's go after where it's coming from. That's the news today. We do have our interview with Jeff Sessions coming up in just a little bit. We recorded it earlier today. We talked a little bit about this problem, some more on that. But in the meantime, I want to chat with you about whatever is on your mind today. Joe and Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, that's good to hear about the report coming out. But I sure hope that we stop hearing a little bit of this noise, you know. I kind of doubt it.
Don't plan on it, Joe. There's nothing that's going to stop in the way of everything the swamp, the deep state, the establishment can throw at Donald J. Trump. But, you know, I happen to believe they've met their match. Time will tell.
But what I was just going to mention something about Korea. You know, I'm hearing some good things about Korea, you know, and it'd be kind of nice to have some, you know, say that Trump, you know, mentioned that Trump might have had some influence over there on what's going on. You know, it'd be nice to hear that somewhere, because I think he did and is having. So
here's where I don't think he gets credit, Joe, on where we are at with North Korea. We have a ways to go, because right now you've got North Korea saying they're going to do some things, are they? Obviously, Mike Pompeo, the new Secretary of State, has met with Kim Jong-un. The latest thing this week is he's Un is over in South Korea. Historic, never happened before. And so we got a lot of good progress, a lot of good things to point to, but more verification of everything. And certainly in my mind, we're going down a path a lot quicker, towards some solutions to these problems rather than talking about them as previous administrations, Republican and Democrat alike, have. But one story I think missing in it that Trump really has done well, and it ties to the story today with Jeff Sessions, because he's saying that China is cooperating in our investigation of, you know, this dealer bringing drugs here, okay? That doesn't always happen. And the most significant progress, in my mind, in North Korea happened as a result of the Chinese.
That ties into the whole area and the influence I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the Chinese are actually enforcing sanctions. They're actually going to North Korea and saying, wait a minute, because he was there first. He heard from them.
Right, and that's kind of what I'm saying. I'm saying I think that's happening, and we're not seeing it. And that's probably the major driver in this, what we're seeing on TV with Korea. That's my opinion.
It's a good opinion, and it's one, you're absolutely right, is a fact. So far in this whole North Korea story, that's a fact that the Chinese have enhanced the cooperation so far, at least, from Kim Jong-un. And guess who got that? Who extracted that effort out of the Chinese?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Exactly right.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
All we hear about is Stormy, you know.
Why?
I don't know.
I do.
Because we live in a sex-obsessed culture.
Yeah, well, there's certainly that, but I also believe it's they want to take him down. They're not going to give him any credit. They're going to, and as you can see, especially from that interview on Fox News yesterday, he is not about to take that lying down. When he sees himself as, hey, I did this, and sleepy-eyed Chuck Todd is trying to say, why are we giving up so much? I've given up nothing! He is going to fight back. I mean, down to the, you know, reporter by reporter, holding them to task. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. Joe, appreciate the call.
I love your show. I love your show, and keep up the good work there, Scott.
God bless you, Joe. Appreciate that. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April 2018 auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, McKenzie, Ward, Bowman, Stutzman, Lemoore, Benson, Mercer, Slope, Clay, and Norman counties, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hebron, New Rockford, Devil's Lake, and Steele, North Dakota. All of these Pfeiffer auctions are in April 2018. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, the name you can trust.